Okay, Cosmo, somewhere there in the beginning of the mental world, we just looked at how much we actually know about the physical world, meaning with contemporary scientific methods, so to speak. Now, how about the mental world? Well, we have mentioned here throughout this book how modern science has for a long time been dominated by even controlled by, you could say, materialist physicalist science. Which then, of course, says there is no mental world. This is all pseudoscience. But just in case that's where you are, which I doubt since you're still reading this book, but just for argument's sake, the science of today, or part of it, as with the physical cosmos, accept the existence of a mental world. That's maybe a good beginning. And then we do that which is written there. after the transmission part, we can put this. So what was all that about? Filtering, transmission, brain. Well, again, the physicalist physicalists believe that with a materialist, we could say, let's use that word. This transient phenomena of consciousness and mind just somehow appears there. Through the little electrical interactions. In the brain cells, which in itself, by definition, should be classified as pseudoscience, because after more than 100 years, there is no proof, nor evidence, nor even a functional scientific theory that could explain how we conscious persons with all that this includes, and that we are could somehow be created from a material machinery. So yes, the debate has been going on. In the scientific circles about this topic as well. And it's an important topic because it's not just about the world. The forms we interact with out there, but it's about us, the existence of us. We're getting down to very important, fundamental, existential issues here, questions. Which, if we accept false, untrue answers to those questions and build our entire civilization on that, will leave us with life in a world resting on a flimsy foundation. However, just as there are physicists and cosmologists studying the outside world, who, as we just saw, found themselves forced to accept the existence of consciousness and mind in its own realm, so to speak. This was and is going on in the field of mental research as well. Something like that.